Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for the bigger picture. The big story today, a massive stimulus package being announced by President-elect Joe Biden.
The President-elect is speaking live right now in Delaware. He's giving some context into his economic plan. We'll play a clip of that. But bear in mind, you know, this ultimately will have a roll-on effect in everywhere around the world. And what Ryan mentioned earlier on at the start of the Asian markets open, everyone looking out for that Biden bounce. Here's the President-elect Joe Biden.
Growing chorus of top economists agree that in this moment of crisis, with interest rates at historic lows, we cannot afford inaction. It's not just that smart fiscal investments, including deficit spending, are more urgent than ever. It's that the return on these investments in jobs, racial equity, will prevent long-term economic damage, and the benefits will outsurpass the cost. A growing number of top economists has shown even our debt situation will be more stable, not less stable, if we seize this moment with vision and purpose. And so tonight, I'd like to talk to you about our way forward, a two-step plan of rescue and recovery, a two-step plan to build a bridge to the other side of the crisis we face, to a better, stronger, more secure America.
So that's interesting, isn't it? Because we know that this is a coronavirus-related package, but clearly wanting to address some of the big issues that came out of America last year when it comes to equality, race, and we know that many communities were hit harder by the coronavirus, particularly where those inequalities are.
That's right. So Joe Biden is expected to announce a second economic recovery plan next month addressing those issues. In the meantime, let's get a bigger picture from Francis Tan. He's the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Morning, Francis. How are you doing this Friday?
Hey, good morning, Ryan. Happy New Year. Everything is good over here.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Francis. So we've got the details of the next stimulus package. You've got direct stimulus payments, $1,400 on top of the $600 earlier. You've got a minimum wage that will be doubled to $15 an hour. So all in, Francis, what's your take on this? How much of a Biden boost is in store for markets?
I think this is a huge boost as far as we can think of right now. I mean, if you look at the entire bill of $1.9 trillion, $1 trillion goes into a direct relief spending, $400 billion goes into COVID management, $440 billion goes into community and business. So, somewhat similar to what we have seen in budgets, even in Singapore, the Americas right now are not just looking at short-term recovery, but they're also looking at the long-term development plans as well. I mean, if you look at it, there's going to be what you mentioned just now, another release of the second plan, which is going to benefit more for the American jobs and also the economic recovery. There'll be a lot more money that's going to come up next month for the longer-term development goals. And that includes two critical things that I think in America we are seeing quite a serious lag right now. Number one is infrastructure. So that's great. They have the development goals of infrastructure. And number two is climate change, which over the last 4 years during the Trump administration, they have been putting that one side. So I think these two will help to boost or the overall global conditions for infrastructure and climate change, as well as a lot of stocks. They are also linked to these two portions.
Yeah, that is interesting, especially when he announced, or at least we got the details after the latest round of jobless benefit numbers. It came in at 965,000, worse than the forecast of 800,000. So with that in mind, and how we're expecting more fiscal spending to come, talk about the debt that we are going to be getting, the bonds that will be issued, the bond use rising. What's your take on where things are going from here for the rates, and how will that affect markets?
Well, everything in this circular economy goes hand in hand. So on one hand, if you want to help the businesses, you want to stimulate domestic consumption, which is a big part of the U.S. GDP, there has to be a give and take relationship. Now, the on the other hand, will be the what you mentioned just now, the increase in the bond use. Right now, we have seen over the last week, the American U.S. Treasury's 10-year yields rising above 1% for the first time in this economic cycle. And what that means is I think the market will continue to expect the treasury yields are at the longer end of the curve to move higher up. Now, as to what percentage, now that's of course hard to know, but I believe that it will continue to trend higher. Well, I think the continued trend higher will be okay for a while because if you look at it in terms of the history over the last 10 to 20 years, we are still at sort of a historic low. So any part of the early part of the business cycle, we do expect to see bond yields rising higher, but that should not materially affect the overall economic growth. Why? Because since the global financial crisis, we have seen that the Fed, the Federal Reserve, can come in very handy to prevent the long-term bond yields from rising too much stronger against what they think is too high. So I think they will continue to purchase more bonds should the yields move higher on the longer end. That shouldn't be a big problem against the economic growth.
All right, we're talking to Francis Tan. He is the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Now, Francis, looking at the markets, we've been seeing record highs in recent weeks. In fact, last year was a really strong year for markets. So we've got some people starting to ask, is this a sign of a bubble, especially when we look at some asset classes like Bitcoin? What are your clients asking you when they, or at least what are you telling them when they ask if they should be taking profit now?
Well, there has been quite a lot of clients who asked me at the start of last year when we saw the pandemic, saying that, shall we buy or shall we sell? And towards the end of last year, they are also asking the same thing. Right now, they're asking, shall we sell? Because the valuation seems to be too high. Now, there is quite a common indicator that my clients always WhatsApp me about or send to me. They are saying, look at the Buffett indicator, which is from the famous Warren Buffett. And in fact, Buffett says that this is probably the single best measure of where valuation stands at any given moment. Well, that is a very simple ratio of the total market capitalization of U.S. stocks and dividing that by the nominal GDP. What it means, basically, the thinking behind is that the stock market is comprised of thousands of companies. If the economy is doing well, and that's in the denominator, economy doing well, well, the stock market should be okay because more companies will be listed, prices go higher. Mm. Hand in hand, that's fine. But if the numerator, in this case, the market cap, moves much stronger than the GDP, that means that there seems to be some overvaluation fears. And guess what? This ratio right now is 185%. Now, Warren Buffett, when he came out with this indicator, he says that the stock market is modestly overvalued only when it's between 90 and 115%. Now it's 185%.
Wow.
So a lot of my clients, they were very much spooked by this, and they are saying, oh dear, shall we just sell everything and remain in cash? I was telling them, hold on, because I believe that investing based on a single indicator or based on averages is very dangerous, because there can be a lot of outliers and all these things.
Yeah.
So for now, we are seeing that the real reason why the market capitalization is very high in the U.S. right now is mainly because of the technology sector. For clients who has been into the technology sector, we are asking them, yes, you can continue to hold on to them, but just pare it down, go into some of the cyclical sectors. Don't just rely everything on one ratio.
Yeah, that's important to note. Just don't rely on one ratio. And of course, this is a very new normal for markets where there are, well, a lot of new precedents, so to speak. And talking about what you're looking out for in 2021, Francis, just to wrap things up, what are you preferring to put your money in? Where are you looking in terms of sectors and markets?
Okay, for a broad asset class this year, I believe it will still be an equities year. Like I mentioned just now, even after the strong run-up last year, that was only the start. And also, not just because of the start, and basically because we cannot see the stock market as a whole because it's divided into so many sectors. So broad asset class, equities still, well, I think, will give you the best return this year, coming up with some of the emerging market equities as well, and as well in the bonds. So equities will be the best. Amongst the equity sectors, I believe there will be a great rotation, especially when they are just starting at the early part of the business cycle. The rotation from the pandemic winners from last year towards the pandemic losers from last year, and that is what we have in the value sector. So a lot of companies that have been providing good cash flow, good dividends to customers, but their valuations are at an all-time low right now. Even though for the past few weeks it's been rising higher, you are not too late to get into the market. Mm. We are urging our clients to move into this part. We are looking a lot into ASEAN especially, because we have been one of the slowest in terms of the return in whole of 2020. So this year, we are likely to see a lot of the cyclical sectors in the telco space, in the financial space, industrials, materials, all moving stronger. So don't worry, you're not missing the boat. Just get into some of these sectors.
All right, so don't get on FOMO boats. Look out for the opportunities in the laggards in ASEAN. Telcos, industrial materials could be the next phase to look out for. We've been chatting with Francis Tan. He's the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Francis, thank you so much and happy Friday and a good weekend in advance.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.